In this bulletin, Melbourne's lockdown extended by 2 weeks with a curfew to be imposed from tonight. Parts of the Northern Territory enter a 3-day snap lockdown. And in sport, Sydney young gun Nick Blakey ruled out for the rest of the AFL season. For the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Melbourne's lockdown has been extended by 2 weeks and a nighttime curfew is being reimposed and playgrounds will be closed from midnight. It comes as the state records 22 new locally acquired cases, 5 of which have no known source. Melburnians won't be allowed to leave their homes between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m. unless they're essential workers, and exercise will be restricted to just 2 people and their dependents. Premier Daniel Andrews is urging Victorians to follow the rules so the outbreak doesn't end up like Sydney's.
We see too many cases. We see too many mystery cases. We now have 12 or 13 different chains of transmission. The origins of some are unknown to us. That means that this is spreading in an undetected way across the community. We are at a tipping point. There's simply no option today but to further strengthen this lockdown and to, on the advice of the Chief Health Officer, extend it for a further 2 weeks.
The Northern Territory's Greater Darwin and Katherine regions have entered a snap 3-day lockdown after a new COVID case was detected in the community. The case is a man in his 30s who travelled to the NT for legitimate work purposes last Thursday via Canberra Airport after completing hotel quarantine in Sydney. Chief Minister Michael Gunner says the man is asymptomatic but was tested at the Royal Darwin Hospital yesterday, as is required for people entering the NT after hotel quarantine. He says the man then met a friend and drove to Katherine before receiving his positive result.
There is a very real risk that this virus has been transmitted to others. There is a very real risk that those people have travelled elsewhere in the community, and there is a very real risk that this includes contact with our vulnerable populations. When we don't know everything, we have to start by assuming the worst. We have to.
The ACT will remain in lockdown for another 2 weeks after 19 new cases were detected. It's the highest daily figure of new infections reported in Canberra in the latest outbreak and brings the total number of active cases to 28. One of the new infections is a high school student who attended classes over 4 days while infectious, while another is an aged care worker who was unknowingly infectious during 3 shifts. Chief Minister Andrew Barr says the lockdown extension is needed as there are now thousands of close contacts in Canberra and a growing list of exposure sites.
This is a serious situation. We do not want to see the numbers continue to grow, and we do not want to see exponential growth as we have seen in other jurisdictions. So the best way that we can avoid this is to limit our movement. Please stay at home.
Afghans in Australia say they're terrified for their families and home country after the Taliban took control of the presidential palace in Kabul and declared victory over the government. A Taliban spokesman insists the group wants to have peaceful relations with the international community and says it respects women's and minorities' rights and freedom of expression within Sharia law. But former interpreter for the Australian Defence Force, Turili Raziki, says he's concerned for the safety of his family still in Afghanistan.
Whatever achievement we have in the last 20 years, we all lost that and we all destroyed that. So terrorists come and attack and they take all that. So we were worried about the people and our family who is living there. So they will be suffering and will be killing because of our work with the Australian Defence Force, and they will take the revenge from them now.
And in sport, Sydney has suffered a blow ahead of the AFL finals, with young gun Nick Blakey ruled out for the rest of the season with a leg injury. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, mostly sunny, 23 degrees. Adelaide, a possible shower, 15. Melbourne, a shower or two, 14. Hobart, cloudy and 12. Canberra, morning frost and partly cloudy, 14. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 19. Sydney, much the same, 19 degrees. Newcastle, also partly cloudy, 20. Brisbane, sunny and 23. Cairns, a possible shower, 27. And Darwin, sunny and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.